Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Slim and Kim Show. And today we are recapping Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, Season 1, Episode 7.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
That's what it's called.
Now let's go to our co-host, Kim.
So the episode starts out with Raquel coming out of the hospital. They just dropped Scrappy off at the hospital after they wanted you to think that he got shot, but it's beating. I guess they beat up whatever the case may be. So
they just beat the crap out of him. Like, remember last week we were like, yo, is he dead?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
And you're like, I thought he was dead. I think he's dead.
Because it's a gunshot. They wanted you to think. That's exactly what they wanted you to think.
But remember when I said the gunshot was for the warning for them to come outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it ended up being.
Yeah. So then Raquel comes out of the hospital and she goes up to some dude. I don't know who he is. It wasn't Marvin. It wasn't Lou. And it wasn't anybody I've ever seen before. And said, did you see anything yet? Did you see anything? Dude said, not yet.
Unknown Negro?
Yeah. So then they're in the car driving, and Lou calls Raquel from payphone, and he says, I'm here. Raquel said, batter up.
Wait. So she wanted Lou to go kill somebody?
Yeah. He said, I'm here, and she said, batter up. And Lou said, if we do this, it's going to start a war. Raquel
said,
we've been at war.
We've been at war. So she wants revenge for Scrappy is what it is, right?
Yes.
Shannon
and Lou go after one of Neek's boys.
Yeah. Okay.
Them in the car. Beautiful skyline.
Yeah, that was an awesome shot in New York.
I'm here.
Better up.
I do this. Mean it's something altogether different, bro. We at war.
We been at war, though. All we doing is opening new front up in this motherfucker.
Okay. Okay.
Ain't no such thing as peace in this game. First time you step out on that corner, somebody already want what you got. Someone planning to take what's yours. That's the way it works everywhere. At a certain point, every motherfucker in the world wants what they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Problem is, only so much to go around. Only so many corners in the hood. So you look at the nigga next to you, see what they hold, and decide you want that shit for your own. But you gotta take it. It ain't gonna come easy, nigga. You gotta be willing to die for it.
Okay.
Don't matter.
All right,
you in South Jamaica or South Iraq, you're all born at war. So fuck peace.
Free peace.
Okay, now, at this point, okay, so now,
all right,
so Lulu is on his way to do what his sister told him to do. The streets need a body. Is that what's going on right now? She wants revenge for what happened to Scrappy.
Yeah, so Raquel and Lou, not Marvin.
Lou, because that's her go-to guy.
She thinks
Marvin's an F up. Remember, he put a guy in the wall.
But she doesn't know that. Usually Marvin's the one.
She put a guy. She asked Marvin to handle and he put him in the closet.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so she calls Lou to go handle one of Deke's boys. So Lou.
The street's seeing the body.
Lou's sitting in his car watching his dude. His name is something like that. Him and his girlfriend walk down the street. They're all laughing and joking. Have no idea that Lou's sitting in the car watching them.
Stalking them. About to get dealt with, and they don't even know it.
So then I guess they're finishing up their date. I got his name somewhere. Wooly and his girlfriend.
Neek's boy.
They're up in the they're in his bedroom.
Knocking boots.
He's eating a snatch.
He's about to eat. No. He's eating a tuna sub. A hoagie. A tuna hoagie. Tuna fish.
And then
tuna fish.
Watching the door. Blah, 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 blah.
How the hell did he miss? How did he miss?
Well, I don't think he wanted to kill the girl.
So you think he missed on purpose?
So Lou will intentionally kill children, but not females.
Yeah, I know. Ugh.
So I don't think his goal was the girl. He wanted the dude.
But how did you miss when you got the drop on him?
I don't think
you got him in your sights. There's no reason for that dude.
And he was in bed.
And that's, isn't that the dude that was at the club and set up Scrap?
I don't
Scrappy?
Think he was. I thought it. I don't know who he is.
It looks like the dude that did
it. I thought it was at first. His name's Wally or something.
The streets need the streets need a body. You can't beat a boy up. Hold up. We didn't even give the critical condition that Scrappy's in.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Did he say it?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
She was talking to Kenan. You're jumping ahead.
My fault.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Stick to the script.
Oh, do you want to play a little bit of this snatch scene?
No.
No? Yeah.
Oh, get a too explicit.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. So
Tune in.
So Lou's watching the dude and his girl walking down the street. Then goes to the highway crew. Marvin's highway crew. He remember in the last episode he gathered up the crew and said they were going on the highway. He's got them out there selling crack. But the dude is smart. One guy's got a box of candy bars.
A box of chocolates.
He would put, like, the kids sell for softball and baseball and football.
A box of chocolates.
And car pulls up. They give the dude money, and he hands him Snickers. Then they drive up a little bit to the gas pump, hand the other dude the Snickers, and they give him whatever they're there for, and they drive off.
Yeah.
Kind of smart operation.
The crack. They give him the crack.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Let me pause this. Have you ever seen anybody sell drugs like that?
No.
In real life?
Actually kind of smart, though. Only on TV, The Wire, never from a candy box, but, you know, like, you give your money to this one, and you're picking it up from this one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen that. I've seen
but
that happen.
But never in real life, no.
I've seen that
they
happen.
They don't care. They'll just hold it on them.
Yeah. Like, I've seen that. Did you see The Wire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they got it hidden somewhere.
Okay. All right. Okay, so he's
then it cuts to
so the gas station, that's what Marvin meant last week when we said that when he was talking about up the highway.
He said, where are we going? Back to the corner. They said, no, the highway. This is where they're at.
So they meant the gas station.
Raquel's and Lou's boys. This is his
He got his own operation outside of his family.
Yeah.
Besides, it's with Kanan.
All right, then it cuts to Kanan standing outside of the hotel. He's waiting for his girlfriend and his mom. All right, then some dude walks past Marvin's car, and it has a brown bag. You know, like you do 40 bags, you're rolling up to 40. They keep around the 40. So he has a brown paper bag, and he throws it in Marvin's passenger window and keeps on walking. Marvin opens it and looks inside, and it's the money that they made for that day from them selling their candy bars out of the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Then Raquel meets up with Kanan. Here, wait.
Is that the part?
Oh, what the fuck is that?
I don't know what that is. Go ahead.
Is that running? Oh, it's the dude jumping out the window.
Yeah, that's the dude getting ran from.
Yeah. All right.
So what part are you trying to get to?
This right here. He's meeting up with his mom. Right here, when she tells him that Scrappy,
so what's that?
They fucked him up pretty. Lost the eye and a kidney, but he gonna be okay. Damn.
Eye and a kidney.
Well, he's gonna be okay.
But he's gonna be okay. You know what? Let's applaud. Let's applaud Scrap.
Now listen, Kanan feels responsible. He thinks it's his fault.
I shouldn't have said all that stuff about Scrappy and the stash.
Scrappy lit a game. He know how it worked.
He thinks they came after Scrappy because he was saying all that stuff about him in the stash house when they got raided.
Okay.
And he thinks that's why Neek's boys did that to him.
Because
he was standing there like, oh, it's Scrappy this, Scrappy.
No, but it was her fault. She's the one that set Scrappy up.
I know, but he doesn't know that.
She set Scrappy up for failure.
He doesn't know that, and she doesn't tell him either.
They took his eye.
Scrap a soldier, Kanan. Battle tested, built on these streets. He gonna be aight.
I don't know. I feel like we shouldn't be here doing all this with everything that happened to him in the hospital.
It ain't about wrong or right.
So now they're gone. They're basically going on a date. he's taking his mom to go meet his girlfriend, Davina. They're going out to a hotel for a nice dinner.
Well, hold on. So it's confirmed. We didn't actually see it. So Kanan smashed last week.
It's assumed she handed him a condom.
She gave him a condom. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've handed you.
She handed him a condom.
Doesn't mean that it's been used.
Oh, stop. Like the breast fish club and pulls out of your butthole.
That's disgusting. Don't ever say that again. That's disgusting.
Shout out to Charlamagne, who's breakfast club going on airplanes. Condoms falling out of your butthole.
Yeah, he said, all right, so what she's talking about? Hold on, you got to clear it out. You can't just take condoms falling out somebody's butthole.
I can find it.
Don't find it. No. It was on Breakfast Club that Angela Yee said that a guy, it was Freaky Friday, and today's Sunday, so Sabbath. A woman emailed Angela Yee and said that she was in the shower with her boyfriend and a condom fell out his butthole.
Mind you, they said he was on an airplane and everything else. Like,
he was with his boys. A condom fell out his butt.
How did you not know this whole time that was in,
Yeah, that was disgusting. But that's not what we're talking about right now. All right,
so Kanan and his mom go to meet Davina for a nice dinner at a hotel. He's introducing his girlfriend to his mom.
Mm-hmm.
And Raquel sits down. Davina's already at the table. And Kanan's like, I have a surprise for you. And she turns around and Symphony's standing behind her. Raquel's like, oh, hell no. It gets up and starts to walk away. So Symphony follows her outside. This is a
Kodak moment.
They were small. They were smart as shit. I know every word.
He starts naming a bunch of songs.
I've never told that to anyone until now. I'm not keeping secrets from you ever again, Rob.
Turns out there may be some shit you should keep to yourself.
Like all of us.
Yeah, no question.
I put myself between you and your son. One thing you told me never to do. It was wrong. I was wrong.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sorry.
What a wuss.
So he apologized to her for getting in between her and his son. They make up.
I don't get it, yo. How? How did he get in between her and her son? He came to her son's aid. That was it.
Yeah. But you got to look at it as she told him from the beginning. Like,
leave my son alone?
No.
Hate my son?
Don't ever come between them. But
stay away from my son?
That. She just said, you should have told me.
Yeah.
That's all you should have told me.
How about your son should have told you?
You're my man. You should have told me. He's a kid. I would expect to hear it from you over him. He's going to hide it. He's a kid. He's going to hide it if he can.
I would have been like, listen, buddy. You got two days to tell your mom that I bailed you out or got picked you up from the police station.
But mind you, he's trying to build a relationship with Kanan. So
yeah, you can't betray his trust. Yes.
He trusted you in a moment. He called you.
Yeah.
He's asking you to keep his secret. Symphony knows it's going to cause problems if Raquel finds out, but he's doing it because he's trying to get in good graces with Kanan.
Yeah, but okay.
All right, so Symphony, Raquel, Kanan, and Davina, y'all have a nice dinner together. After they're done dinner, they're walking outside his hotel. And Kanan says he's going to, after dinner's over, Kanan says he's going to pay, and he reaches for the check. But Symphony wouldn't let him. He grabs the check back like, I got this one. You keep your money for college or something. And Kanan's like, college? Okay. All right. So they're done eating, and they're all walking down the street from their double date. And Symphony's talking and teaching them, like, oh, that building over there is from here and this here, like all kinds of teaching and history moments and stuff like that. And then Kanan turns around and says him and Davina are leaving for them to go catch a movie or listen to some jazz music or something. And Raquel kind of gets upset, like saying she's a young mom, she's not an old mom and stuff like that.
Feeling old like a grandma.
Yeah. So Kanan and Davina get in the car with the same dude that was outside of the hospital. And Raquel walks up to the window and tells him the block is hot. While Kanan and Raquel are sitting in the back seat. Then it cuts to Raquel. All of a sudden, Kanan and Davina leave, and Raquel's trying to get her freak on, and Stephanie like, oh, yeah, baby, let's go. Let's go back.
Somebody rocking, knocking the boots.
Yeah. All right, so then it cuts to Nicole and Juke walking down the street talking about what Jukebox should wear to her big dance. Nicole invited her to her school dance, and Jukebox was like, well, what should I wear? Do I wear a dress? What should I wear? Like,
a suit.
Yeah, and
a baba
Nicole's like, wear what you feel comfortable in. Jukebox like, I feel comfortable in Tim's in a sweatshirt. And Nicole's like, then wear that. I don't care. I just want to go with you. I don't care what you wear. And then Jukebox calls Nicole her girlfriend. And Nicole guy like, oh, that's the first time you ever said that. Oh. All right, so Kanan walks Davina up to her door. And they're kissing a little bit. Davina stops kissing. And she tells Kanan that she heard Famous's song. And he makes it seem like he was there when Buck 20 was killed. Kanan tells her it's not real. It's just a story.
It's just a song, baby.
It's just a song. You know how rappers
it's
do.
It's just a song,
you know,
baby.
They just make up all kinds of false stuff.
What's that part?
Tell a narrative.
What's that part? It's just a song, baby. It's not that bad. No, it's not really like that.
Yeah, it is.
Streets need a body. You want a beer?
No.
Wait. I've been meaning to tell you that.
That I'm the best damn boyfriend in New York?
I heard Famous's song. His rhymes, the stuff he says, makes it seem like he was there when Buck was shot. Four quarters and two dimes and the thing about 1/40th.
V, that's just Famous talking shit. Come on now.
Is that the part?
You know that's what he do. That's what all these niggas do. Fake-ass gangsters rapping about shit they ain't never done. That's how they sell records. That's it. That's all.
Davina.
Okay.
You need to collect this baby.
Nothing.
She has to go to bed. Your mama needs to come home to you and Tanisha.
I know, she's just dealing with family stuff down south.
You're not that child's mother to me. That's around yourself.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's her sister, but she's basically raising her.
Hey,
Tanisha.
I gotta get her ready for bed.
Well, shit, come on.
He's like, don't worry about Famous.
That song was just a story Famous was telling. It's just made up. Famous ain't in that life.
Yeah, but you are.
She said, yeah, but you are. She said, Famous ain't in that life. She said, yeah, but you are.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Basically saying, like, I know it wasn't Famous, but maybe it was you.
You.
That's what
yep.
I took from it.
Yep. Streets to the body.
So then it cuts to Raquel and Symphony not on the couch. Raquel, Symphony wants to go slow, but Raquel wants that roughness. Like, come on.
Give
let's
it to
not
me.
Take your time.
Give me that funk, that keep that funk, that good stuff. Give it to me.
Counter give and he starts funk. Eating the bush on the kitchen counter.
What? He was eating the bush? He was eating the tush on the kitchen?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you must have missed that part.
He was eating. No, I'm just asking you. So he was eating the tush on the stove? Was it stove top?
Then we get to the part where Marvin asked Lou how he could have missed.
I don't know, maybe your eyes was closed or something. Like, how you miss a nigga in his bedroom?
I never miss. Took nines ain't shit.
Maybe you should have used a different guy.
Maybe you weren't so busy trying to be a bootleg Russell fucking Simmons, your aim would have been better.
Look, don't worry about your brother. Worry about yourself instead.
A bootleg Russell Simmons.
Yeah. Yeah, he's calling him a fake-ass Puff Daddy.
He blamed it on the gun.
How do you miss? How do you miss?
It's a fake-ass Tech N9ne. She said, well, maybe you should have used a different gun then.
Mm-hmm. Still no retribution. No revenge for Scrappy. He's still missing a liver. Missing a kidney and an eyeball. Okay.
All right, so,
What's next?
So Marvin tells her.
You know, I could have been there with Louie, except you keep me out the game.
Davia said we behind schedule.
Now, she's keeping Marvin in the apartment, oversee the building and the setting up of the apartment. She doesn't want him on the
Yeah, up the high rise.
Yeah.
Is their apartments,
yeah.
one above the other.
The apartments,
yeah. Okay.
She's keeping Marvin there to oversee it. And that's when Marvin's like, yo, I could have been there with him to make sure this got done, but instead you're keeping me up here. And then that she's like, Dude said you're behind schedule. And he's like, oh, it'll be done. Shouldn't take that much longer. Raquel asked Lou how the corners are looking. And Lou said they ain't got enough work to keep them all busy. And the corners that are up are struggling. Marvin said their product has been stepped on mad times. So people are buying from Meek instead.
Mm-hmm. At that gas station.
No, that's crack. That's not coke.
Oh, okay.
Different product.
We ain't done asking questions.
Yeah. Our shit is mad stiff. They buy it from Neek.
Yeah.
Her Neek's expanding and moving shit in the highway now. Heard he got a whole gas station crew. Yo, I ain't heard shit about that.
Heard he got a whole gas station crew.
I ain't heard shit about that. Lying ass Marvin.
You think that's Neek's crew that's in the gas station.
Yeah.
They're expanding their territory and they're taking over the highway in the gas station.
But Marvin's looking out for himself. I don't blame him. Do you?
I mean, she's keeping him out of the game.
She's treating him like he's a little boy.
And keep him, but he's listening to a little boy.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You're right. I applaud her.
I mean,
he is taking ideas from a little boy.
I guess yeah. It was a good idea, I guess.
It was. Until, you know what happened.
But if we haven't known anything from, it's been 7 episodes so far. Marvin and Kanan are fuck-ups. No matter what they do, they hurt somebody.
Who's a bigger fuck-up, Marvin or Kanan?
So far, I think Kanan.
I think Kanan's way bigger fuck-up than Marvin.
Yeah. See, Marvin's a little bit older.
I think Marvin just trusts the wrong people. Where's this snow bunny at?
I don't know. We haven't seen her. The club.
After he hit it, I haven't seen him since. I haven't seen her since. So, all right. Let's rock.
All right. So, Raquel tells Lou she's meeting the bodega chick's cousin tonight, and she wants Lou to come with her. And Marv said, Neek's going to have to answer for Worrell. That's who Lou shut up. Neek's going to want to answer for Worrell.
Even though he didn't kill me.
Meet with his possible nuke's neck tonight.
Bodega girl's cousin?
Yeah, you rolling with me.
Yo, you know Neek will have to answer for Worrell.
Fuck Neek's answer. We ain't done asking questions.
He said, fuck Neek's answer. We ain't done asking questions.
I mean, bodega girl. They call her bodega girl. Yeah. Bodega girl.
Bitch. But, they didn't kill him, but they shot him up. Then they hurt him, so they're going to retaliate. Yeah,
the guy that was eating the tuna sub, right?
It's an act of war, yeah. That's
yeah, it was. It was an act of war.
All right. So then cuts to Jukes in the dressing room. She's trying on dresses. She's all excited, trying to look pretty for her date at the dance tonight with her girlfriend, Nicole. All right, so Kanan goes flying in the pizza store for Famous, and he grips him up like,
motherfucker,
I'm trying to get
keep your gums closed.
I told you this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
streets need a body.
I'll get it right on. I'll play. There you go. I told you about that song.
It's only going to be a problem.
Problem?
It's going to be a hit. Crown about to give me a little stretch of my beat, though. Nigga.
Grips him up, slams him against the wall.
I told you that shit. I fucking told you. All right? It's just a song. It's just, it's words put to music. It don't mean shit, man. It means shit to her. Tell her I'm the artist. Tell her I'm painting a picture of the world we living in, okay? We, nigga. It doesn't mean you did it. It doesn't mean I did it. It doesn't even mean it happened the way I said it did on the track. You think Eazy-E living on the shit he rapping about?
I like this part.
That was super dumb. Super dumb.
Oh, not
this. Because Eazy-E is
right here. You want to tell stories?
Always Famous. Tell stories. Don't tell my shit.
That's right. Applaud him.
Uh-huh.
Tell stories. Don't tell my stories.
Yeah, and another thing, he's like, you think he's really doing what he's saying he's doing?
I know.
He's like, oh, wait, he is. That was funny. That was funny.
Oh, yeah, technically he was still alive back then.
Yeah.
All right, so Jukebox is walking out of the department store. She's trying on dresses. And, of course, the black lady turns around like, what'd you do with the dresses? Did you leave them in the dressing room? Like, I took it as they were insinuating that. Did she?
Jukebox was stealing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a second there, don't act like you didn't think she stole it.
I actually did.
I thought she stole it too.
Because that's the third thing.
Yeah, she's a thief. She's a booster.
Yeah. So I did think she stole it. And then Kid goes to meet the highway crew. And the highway crew tells them that they're out of product. They've been trying to get a hold of somebody for the past 2 hours, but they haven't been able to get a hold of them.
I am, but... stress that. Man, she's been stepped on Matt Hart already. My boy from East New York been coming with this here new shit out there. Calls it Cinder Williams.
Cinder Williams.
Said it makes your crack more better. Said niggas line up around the block to get rock cut with this.
It's rat poison.
Shit sound good to me. Let's cook.
Nah, nigga. Making sure Marvin cool with this shit first.
If I'm cool, he cool, nigga.
You a young ass high school nigga. You ain't calling no fucking shots, man.
Motherfucker, you know who I am?
He tries to flex like he's somebody.
This whole shit, Van Wick, the gas station, them candy bars y'all selling. That's my idea. You here because of me.
Bitch.
Drop the mic, Kanan. Drop the mic.
Dude said, you straight a high school boy. I ain't listening to you.
And
he said, do you know who I am? What I did? No, what did you do?
I'm starting to think maybe from what happens when we get there, I'm starting to think that maybe something happened. All right, let's see. Let's keep going.
What do you mean something?
Like it was the setup.
What, the rat poison?
Yeah, to make Kanan look like an idiot.
You know, you say that, like, who? All right, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
All right, then this part. Now, Raquel goes to Juliana, the bodega chick.
Mira.
That's where my cousin wants to meet you. You said you picked me. Picked this place because you knew who my cousin was. Well, I picked you too. Because you are a woman. Because you know how these men treat us. How they see us. How they hate us.
You're helping me. You let me know when I can help you.
Yeah. So Raquel basically tells her, like, you helped me. You hooked me up with your cousin. Now let me know when you want me to help you. Kill your husband. Like, basically, that's...
Pretty much. That's coming soon.
Juliana just sat there and told her, like, men don't... They hate us. They treat us like shit. All kinds of stuff. All right, so then it goes back to Kanan and his gang are cutting up the crack and bagging it up. Like, yeah. They think they're big shit. Then they're walking down the street. Then Kanan's walking down the street headed to his house, and Jukebox is knocking on his door. Jukebox said she needs somewhere to get ready for the dance night. She can't go home. If her dad sees her, he's going to give her a hard time. Kanan's like, yeah, no problem. You can come here and get ready. And then all you hear is, Kanan Stark, over like the walkie-talkie, the loudspeaker that the cops have. So, Jukebox walks away. Malcolm comes up like, what's the matter? Why'd she leave or something like that? He's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe she don't like you either. But he gives Jukebox some rocks when the cop pulls up.
That he cooked up earlier.
Yeah, that he just said, that
was
he just
something
cooked.
I say?
Nah.
It's Malcolm.
She just don't like you. I'm not really a fan either.
How you been?
My mom don't want me messing with you, man.
You asked Rock about me yet? I told you, we go way back. I've known her since she was a little bit older than you. We got shared history, your moms and me. I was just checking up on you, making sure you're good.
I'm good, man. I don't need you checking up on me.
Ask your moms about me.
Ask your moms about me.
You might be surprised by what you find out.
I don't know. What does he think Raquel is going to tell Kanan? She's not going to tell Kanan that that's his dad. Ask your mom. We had a past. Like, I think he's trying to throw it out there, hoping that Kanan will pick up the cues that he's throwing. Ask your mom. Yeah, we got a past. Yeah. Make sure she knows. You'll be surprised at what she says.
That's creepy.
It is.
That's creepy.
It is. Because even Officer Becky was like, yo, what's your fascination with this kid? Like,
leave him alone. Either tell him or don't. Stop.
Harassing him?
Harassing him, yeah.
This is harassment.
What is with you and that kid?
Yeah, like, why are you harassing me while I'm walking down the street talking about, ask my mom about our relationship? Like, I don't talk to my mom about her sexual partners. I don't want to know about my mom's past. All right, so then it goes to the highway gang, Kanan, are handing out samples on the street. They see two homeless guys, I guess they're in the crack house, whatever. They pass their...
You saw that jukebox got the, Kanan gave jukebox that...
Yeah, I already said that before. As soon as the cop came. So two homeless guys, they pack up their rows and they spark up. One guy takes one hit, that. The other guy takes a hit. They each only got one hit off. And they die from the Cindy Williams or whatever it was that they added. So then it cuts to Jukebox is kissing up on Nicole's neck. And Nicole asks about Juke's dress. Like, what kind of dress are you wearing? What color is your dress? Why won't you tell me what color your dress is? Nicole tells Juke she's going to ditch her date and meet Juke at the hotel across the street from her school. And Jukebox was like, are you sure? We're not going to get caught. We're not going to get in trouble. And Nicole's like, since when are you worried about getting caught for it? And then Jukebox tells her that she's done boasting. She's not boasting anymore. And she hands Nicole a tape and tells her to listen to this tape while she gets ready tonight. And then the guy's like, hot pretzels, you got hot pretzels. And Nicole's like, basically she wanted one. So Jukebox's like, I'll go get you one. So when she goes to get her a pretzel, nosy Nicole is going through her book bag. I guess she's trying to put a note or a letter in there that she made for her. So she opens the front pocket of her book bag, puts the card or what it said Laverne on it and glitter card in there, but notice the violet crack. She takes it out, puts it in her hand, turns around, looks to see where Juke was, and puts it in her pocket. Now remember, last week at the club, she took a hit of that weed laced with crack, which is Ready Rock. She took a hit of that, so she already knew what it was by looking at it. Now, you could tell last episode that she wasn't into hardcore drugs like that. She had never done a hardcore drug like this. But she didn't hesitate to take it. She put it in her pocket. So Jukebox comes back and hands Nicole her pretzel. And then Jukebox is like, oh, I didn't realize how late it was. Like, I got to go get ready. And Nicole's like, oh, yeah, me too. Then Kanan comes out of the house. Marvin tells him to get in the car. They go to the crack house down the street where the two homeless guys, the dead body are.
There's like 10 different...
The only ones needed. There's about three more bodies on spot 115.
This right here is the reason.
Like 10 different...
He said, all right, so he said those two and then three more bodies. Plus Nicole was six.
Okay.
So far.
You niggas are ducks. Just tell me this isn't what we've been selling to Van Wick. Because if white people start falling out off our shit, we all looking at the fucking electric chair.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right. Let's applaud Marvin. Marvin's like, please tell me this is not what we've been selling these white motherfuckers. Because if white people start falling out from this shit, we're all going in the electric chair.
Yeah.
Put some testers out, man. Not that much. Maybe about 20 vials. Just
yeah, they said they put 20 testers out.
Feedback's real shitty, niggas. Real shitty.
Said your feedback's real shitty.
I mean, it's damn near impossible to kill a motherfucker with crack. That's the beauty of it.
I love that. It's damn near impossible to kill a motherfucker with crack.
Crack keeps niggas just alive enough to kill everything and anything that he nailed down. Chasing that high. But not your shit. Your shit done broke all the rules. All
right, man. Let me tell you what the fuck happened. We were short on product. So we was going to stretch with some cut that had niggas lining up in Brooklyn. It was perfect. But your fucking nephew, man, this nigga thought he was a fucking man, so he did the fucking cooking.
Well, Chef Boyardee, you got the secret recipe.
Chef Boyardee.
Because these sorry motherfuckers had to be blowing rap horns unless the shit through that pipe to go out like that.
He said... These sorry motherfuckers had to have been blowing rat poison or some shit like that to go out like that.
Yeah. So whatever he...
They didn't confirm. I thought they confirmed it was rat poison. No, he said they had to have been blown rat poison or some shit like that.
So whatever he cut it with was...
Something.
Rat poison.
It was some kind of poison.
Whatever the dude told him, like, yo, my boy's cut it with this.
It was some kind of poison.
Yeah.
They can't wait. Use weight to
say something. Get this off the street.
That's the last shit we need to do.
Now Kane's starting to panic, like, oh, we need to go get those 20 balls back. We need to go back and collect them. And Marvin's like, no.
Too
what
late,
are you talking
man.
About?
Too
like,
late.
He said we got to fucking, like, get
what
rid
we
of
need
it.
To do? Sit down, Van Wick. Burn whatever's left of the blue caps. Not say a fucking word to nobody. Nobody.
You're not even going to tell my mom?
Are you out your fucking mind? We don't ever tell her about this. Not ever. We tell about this, they gonna find two more bodies behind this shit. Me and you, nigga.
He's like a scary little kid. He looks
like
he's about to cry. What the fuck
what have I
is,
done?
Yo, they had a good thing going. They were making money.
He wants to be the boss. He thinks he's smarter than what he is.
But he doesn't know what he's doing. Remember, his mom only showed him how to cook one time in
mm-hmm.
the kitchen. And
that was just because in case of emergencies.
Yeah.
Just in case something happened to her so
no,
he could take care of
yeah,
himself.
Yeah, he said he wanted to learn how to cook.
Yeah.
He wouldn't let him on the corner, so he wanted to learn how to cook. Now, he doesn't really know anything about the whole crack game. That's what these other two guys are for. They're all at fault, really, because the other two guys, they're like, we're out of product. We're out of product. Like, this is all we got left. And Kim is like, step on it. She's like, we can't step on it anymore than we have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the dude pulls this out. Like, oh, well, we can add some of this to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, poison.
They're all at fault. But he said, you think he knew what it was?
No, I think the dude that pulled it out knew what it was. And I think the dude that said, no, let's wait for Marvin. Because
yeah.
you ain't calling no shots.
You're a high school boy. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he didn't know what it was. But I think that the other dude that gave it to Kanan.
You think he knew exactly what
I
it
think
was?
He knew exactly what it was.
He said that. He's like, I'm my boy from somewhere. He said, put a little bit of this in when you're cooking, and you'll have a line around the block. But
and
now Kanan went overboard.
Overboard. He put way too much in it. Makes it more better, more better, more better.
Rat poison and shit. And like, they'll throw whatever.
Did you play the part where he said it's almost impossible to kill
mm-hmm.
somebody with crack and
mm-hmm.
shit?
Yeah. He's like, that's the beauty of it. Like,
they just line up and come back.
Not with your recipe.
Look at his face.
Your shit broke all the rules.
Yo, that's funny, dude.
But that they're all at fault right there. Like the
not
bodies,
Marvin.
The bodies are on. Are they on Kanan or are they on the guy?
Kanan.
Yes. I agree.
It's on Kanan.
They're on Kanan. He should have said, yeah, let's wait for Marvin. I don't know what I'm doing.
He didn't know what he was doing.
Stop trying to flex in
uh-huh.
a situation that you don't know what you're doing.
Act like he's the boss and shit. He didn't know what he was doing.
These are Marvin's highway crew, his corner mm-hmm. boys. Like, they're going to, they listen to Marvin.
Uh-huh.
Marvin's their boss. And he's like, whatever I say Marvin does or whatever.
Yeah, he's trying to act like he runs
flex.
Marvin. I run Marvin.
Not only are we going to cook, we're going to add this whole bag to it.
Did you notice when Kanan was getting in Marvin's car when he came to pick him up, he didn't even let him get in the car. He pulled off before he got in the car.
He closed the door. That's what Kanan knew. He was in trouble.
That shit was funny.
Now
I like Marvin. I think Marvin... I like Marvin better than Lulu.
Because, once again, he got himself in trouble. And he's like, are we going to tell my mom?
Yeah.
Are we going to tell my mom? Well, Lulu's like the goody two-shoe, and Marvin's like, you know, Lou's like the smart one, the one who really
I think
in this business.
I think Marvin's fuck. Yeah, he shouldn't. I think Marvin's smart. He just fucking
stupid shit. Doesn't think.
I think
he's
just
Kanan.
Too trustworthy of people that he probably shouldn't be trusting. The main one is his sister, but
because
she's been fucking up. She's been fucking up.
But she hasn't done anything to screw him.
No, but she thinks she knows everything.
Technically, in this situation, she does. He was in charge first, and he couldn't do it. Allegedly, didn't they say that in one of the episodes? Like, he was in charge, and then he went to jail, and she stepped up.
Yeah,
because he couldn't handle it.
All right, so after Kanan
so
murders all those poor fucking crackheads.
Well, six so far that we know. Five right there. So Raquel goes and meets the new connect. The bodega's cousin at a
bodega girl cousin
at a boxing match.
Cousin.
And
you watch fights.
My father fought 135 when I was really young.
Nicely. Any good?
He had a hell of a lot of heart.
It's the dangerous thing to have in a fight game. I'm building up my business, Joaquin.
Joaquin.
And I'm looking for a supplier who not only understands the opportunity I'm offering, but wants to grow with me.
Pause that real quick. Pause that.
So Jamaica's a competitive market.
Pause it.
Yeah.
How are you going to come to – you want something from me.
Yeah.
How are you going to sit here and try to tell me that I'm going to grow with you? I'm above you already.
She said, I'm building my business. Now, do you want to come with me?
What?
That's what he said. South Jamaica is a competitive market out there. She said, I'm about to be the only one. Insinuating that she's going to take
out me. Yeah. But I'm just saying, but you don't talk to the plug like that. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean grow with you?
That's like Kenan.
I'm your boss.
She's kind of big dick it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, flex.
I got all Jamaica queens. You should come with me. You know, you want to be part of my big establishment.
Yeah.
Mind you, she got.
You don't have anything.
No,
you don't have anything.
Corners. She's losing everything because she fucking.
Well, she's trying to get that building. She's trying to get the Carter up and going. But all right.
And she don't got no product because the plug kicked her off.
Yeah, because she's because of disloyalty and sneaky shit.
Yeah.
So all right, let's rock. Let's see what else. Let's continue that.
My cousin Juliana has vouched for you.
Juliana.
My cousin
Juliana.
Y'all didn't understand that.
Vouch for you.
Question her judgment and husband.
Question her judgment and husband.
Intuition is typically first rate.
Now, I think because it this whole situation, Raquel's like, all right, let's talk money. And he gets up and walks away. Like, you'll see me, like, you'll be seeing me. I think he's going to come back to Raquel and say, look, if you kill Juliana's husband, I'll work with you. I think that's going to happen.
Really?
That's what I think.
I mean, something like that could definitely happen.
He said, I'll be in touch. And he walks away. And she's sitting there like she thought she was going there to meet.
This is the test for it to see if we can do business.
She brought money.
I want you to
like,
take out my cousin's husband.
Yay.
Like, is that what you're thinking?
She said, I don't trust my cousin's opinion in husbands or something like that.
Yeah.
So Raquel's got a pocket full of cash.
But she vouched for you.
A suitcase full of money, and she thinks you're living with a product. And this guy gets up and walks away like, yeah, I'll call you.
Yeah.
You see Lou sitting behind her?
Lou, yeah, all right. Let's keep that scene playing because I want to hear the guy say, the streets need a body.
But don't say that.
Yeah, he does.
This guy?
The guy in the background talking to Lou. Play real quick.
Like it's good.
I think you went past it.
My cousin Juliana, competitive market.
Oh, yeah.
It's about to be the only game in town.
Right. She did say that.
I like this song.
I like this song.
I was at the Trocas. My brother works in Latin music for BMG.
Oh, you said you like
and he took me
song.
Along.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
When I pull up on your block, the streets need a body. When I slide off in your spot, the streets need a body.
The streets need a body.
I like it.
The streets need a body.
Yeah.
All right, what happens after this?
My cousin Juliana has vouched for you.
Kind of already heard this part.
Even though I question her judgment and husband, as well. Intuition is typically first rate.
Question her judgment and husband. Her intuition is first rate. Yeah.
I've enjoyed this conversation, man.
Please need a body.
We talk again soon.
Yeah.
See you later.
He gets up and walks away. She's like, let's talk money. And he's like, I've enjoyed this conversation. We'll talk again soon. He gets up and walks away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then then Nicole is in her
body.
In her dress, admiring herself in the mirror, getting ready for the dance. And
hold up, let's applaud Nicole real quick. Poor baby.
And I'm sorry because I know this has happened to probably many people out there, but you'll hit.
I just want to make sure that Mom.
Hold on, let me back it up a little bit. Sorry, we're trying to catch the audio race.
I just want to say that as your mother, I would never condone intercourse at your age, but I know that it's not unusual. I just want you to be safe. You're forcing me to go with this kid. I'm not even glad I'm opening a door for me. I just want to make sure that... Mom! Stop. I just don't want you to get pregnant.
Pause it. Okay, so she wants her daughter to go get smashed by a boy, but not to get pregnant.
I don't condone this, but I know it's going to happen. I know, yeah, I know
it
does happen.
That because she doesn't want her. She doesn't want her to like girls.
But this is like a prom, you know. When kids go to prom, it's typical that they tend to smash their date afterwards. So she's like, I don't condone it, but I think she's hoping that that's what's going to happen.
Wait.
But Nicole's like, you're forcing me to go with this guy.
And you want me to smash this dude.
Yes.
Wait, so hold up. Sidebar. Side note. So have you ever been to a prom?
No, I didn't go to my prom. That was the only thing.
Have you ever been to
my eighth grade dance?
You went to a dance?
My eighth grade dance, yeah.
Did you smash your date?
No, I went with all my friends. I was 13.
I don't know. Why are you looking? Why are you looking like that? But people weren't smashing in eighth grade when you were in eighth grade?
I wasn't. I don't know.
I was
like six of my friends. We got a limo. We went to Denny's afterwards. I'm just asking. I don't know what other people were doing, but I know I wasn't.
yeah, you don't
but
smash
she's
now.
She's in high school. She's not in eighth grade.
Lesbian sex doesn't get pregnant, Mom.
Oh.
You are not a lesbian, Nicole. You know that because you know me better than me. Believe it or not, mothers know their children better than they know themselves. Yes. You don't. That girl took advantage of you, Nicole. You didn't understand what was happening. You were a victim.
Wow.
Yeah, so I feel bad for all you lesbians out there. I don't want to say the wrong word, but I know this has happened many times to many females.
In real life?
Yes. I think they try to tell their parents that they're a lesbian. They're like, no, you're not. I know you're not.
Like, mm-hmm. I mean, has that ever happened to you?
I mean, my oldest daughter was dating a girl. She didn't come out and say she was a lesbian.
But she's dating a guy now.
She was bisexual. She was always bisexual because her dad wouldn't let her have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She turned 18, she went back to like a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad didn't care if she dated girls. He cared if she dated guys. So I knew it was a fad. I knew it wouldn't last. But if it did, I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, who cares?
But I know a lot of moms out there would care. You know, that's the first thing when your kid's like, I'm gay, and you're like, well, are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? How do you know if you've never been with a boy?
Well, nobody really wants anybody taking advantage of their kid. So if she feels like Jukebox was trying to take her daughter's box.
She probably does. Like, oh, my God, that girl, she's trying to rape my precious Nicole.
Yeah.
When really Nicole was the one that was on top of her. Like,
she
hopped off before mommy came in.
Mm-hmm. All right,
but in her eyes, that's her precious daughter, and yeah, she's trying to deflower her.
Let's listen to what Nicole tells her dad.
I didn't.
Because I think her dad kind of agrees with her.
Better than me. Believe it or not, right.
Sorry,
mothers do
bit.
Know their children better than they know themselves. Yes. You don't. That girl took advantage of you, Nicole. You didn't understand what was happening.
Sorry,
you were
playing it again.
Wow. Well, that Brandon is one lucky son of a gun.
Mom just gave me permission to have sex with him tonight.
She what?
I most certainly did not.
Yes, she did.
She basically put a condom in her purse.
What?
Did she?
She wants to leave me alone.
She's like, I'm sorry.
All right, where are we at now?
All right, then.
Streets need a body.
Raquel and Symphony fuck again, and Raquel tells him She was hard on, she's sorry, she was hard on him before, and she apologized and said she's grateful that Kanan trusted him enough to call him, because Kanan doesn't have many men in his life that he can trust, and she was thankful now after she got some of that good day. She's thankful that he was there for her son. Now she sees the positive, where before she's just being a beep, a B word. And then Raquel,
what's up about all that shit I said about you and Kanan and how you went behind my back and betrayed me? I'm sorry. And I'm grateful that Kanan had you to call right then. He trusts you. He ain't got a lot of minutes. What if it was me?
I'm like, hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
I mean, most people don't plan it. Like, I mean, this isn't planned. I guess they're just talking, you know, all you do when you meet somebody. Like, you want kids, you want to get married, stuff like that. Like, the questions that you ask. So.
Maybe that core.
Said maybe. Maybe you might have a killer.
I'm not saying I'm leaving the business. Not yet.
This is our plan.
Not anytime soon. But I want to get it so I can just give it over to Lou and step back and collect checks.
Okay.
It's not going to happen overnight.
That's our hope.
It's a lot of shit I got to do. A lot I got to put in motion. I'm not going to always be who I am right now, somebody. I want you to know that.
She's like trying to tell him, like, who I am right now is temporary. I'm putting the plans in motion for Lou to take over, and I'm not going to be this person forever. So when I be a different person, maybe you'll want to have a kid with me then.
Yeah, it's pretty funny and crazy.
All right, then it goes to Lou walks up in Lamont's diner. He's picking up his club sandwich that he ordered, and Meek walks up behind him.
Mm-hmm. Let's play that part, and then we should be
we're about
at the end. Yeah. Let's hear what Nick had to say.
Got this, boss.
Here they play that dum-dum.
Yeah, Nick. Nick's the best dressed cat in the whole show.
I like
Nick.
But if you listen, Luke on him, like, this spot is DMZ. It's neutral territory.
Yeah.
There's never been no violence in Lamont's diner.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that, like.
Yes, nobody gets hurt in Lamont's diner. You know this.
Well, nobody's gonna hurt, Lou. Just wanna chop it up with you for a minute. You know, came and talked to me before. Just wanna continue the conversation.
All right, so this is down at a booth. Lou goes and sits down at the booth and faith in unique.
She going to lose, so rock on fall. No supply, losing corners. Soldiers looking for the crew.
My shit getting soggy. You mind if I get into it?
By all means, brother. Eat.
Now you see Lou's are like, don't care what he's saying. Like,
yeah.
My sandwich is getting soggy. You care if I eat while you talk?
Yeah.
So. He takes his jacket off.
Give him Rock another couple months before I'm mopping up her and whoever's still standing with him. You the best you got, Lou. Your skills, capabilities. You the truth out here, my nigga. I don't need that type of shit. Thank you. No thanks.
Lou offered him some of the damage. He said he don't need that type of shit.
But it's exactly what I'm looking for in my organization, to say the least. Big thinker. True visionary like yourself. Yes, someone who knows when to throw the fuck down. You see, I like my guys to have side hustles and whatnot, man. Like your music shit. Yeah. You know, the entrepreneurial spirit that looks good on you, brother.
Trying to get me to flip?
I want you to do, Lewis. Recognize the opportunity that I'm offering. Starting spot on the winning team, Lou. This is a one-time offer. Pass up on it now and ain't no circling back, know what I'm saying?
So he wants Lou. He's basically saying that within the next couple of months, he's going to take out Raquel and whoever's standing with her, and he wants Lou to come work with him now. He's giving him an opportunity to come work with him now.
Yeah.
So it's a one-time deal. If you say no,
it's
then
over.
Basically, like,
you go down with your
you
sister.
Go down with her.
Mm-hmm.
Flattered, like for real. I think my only issue is it's nice to hear all this shit for once. It's just there's this one fact.
He threw it out. It's nice to hear all this shit for once. Like his sister don't be like.
His sister be playing him out.
Like she, yeah, she don't. Keep going.
Like I can't get past. Get it? She's his sister. It's family. I'm not expecting you to say that.
It's not that. I just don't get down with bitch ass niggas. Like you.
That's not a good morning.
All right, guys.
And then.
Pussy eater over here.
Pussy eater over here. Pussy eater Worrell didn't know that Lou was the one that tried to
shot at him. Yeah.
That was you.
So he reaches for his gun.
Yeah.
And fucking Meek stops him.
That was you? Yes. Okay. All right, now this is where everybody starts to die.
Appreciate you taking
it. Oh, wait, hey, who the hell is that?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Time to talk, brother.
Oh, shit, no, I thought that was,
No, we're our past efforts.
Yeah, all right, you're right. All right, I'm sorry.
This is now Neek saying, all right, so I gave you an opportunity.
So you're going
to
down
work
with the
ship. Me.
Yeah, you're going
I'm
down
gonna
with the ship.
I'm going to apologize now for what I'm about to do to you guys.
Yeah, yep.
Listen, I'm going to say this. I want to say sorry now. What's going to happen later, nigga?
You had your chance.
It's a sandwich.
You switch sides.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to turn on their sister.
No. Now, Worrell wouldn't let Lou by. He's blocking the way, and he wouldn't let Lou go. And as a nigga, was like, let him through.
Let him pass, Worrell.
Let him pass, Worrell.
The diner is a neutral zone, so...
Yeah. It's always been a neutral zone. No violence.
It's a riddle wrapped up in a nigga.
The riddle wrapped up in it. Beep. All right. So then it cuts to jukeboxes in Tina's room. She's looking in the mirror. She's wearing tux, getting ready for her big dance. She starts throwing her little jiggy with a two-step moves. Kel opens the door. And jukebox is all scared, like, I'm going to a dance with my friend, and Kanan said I could get ready here. Like, she was all nervous that she was going to yell at her. And Raquel's like, who are you going with? She's like, my friend Nicole. Raquel's like, Raquel says Nicole's lucky. And she tells her she's not Marvin, and she wants you to be happy. Like, just, you know, whoever she decides to be with, she wants her to be happy. So then goes back to Nicole's room. She puts the tape on and puts her headphones in, and her Walkman, this from back in the 80s, 90s, she had her cassette player and her headphones. So she takes out jukebox's cassette tape, puts it in her Walkman, and plays it. And she's sitting there listening to jukebox's music. And it's basically jukebox singing a song to her, like she'll run away with her and all this stuff. So she's laying on her bed listening to a song from Jukebox. And then Nicole's mom knocks on the door and says, we got to take these pictures. Nicole says she'll be out in a minute. So then Nicole goes over to her desk. She didn't even use a rose. She took like a weed pipe out of her desk and she puts the crack rocks that she took out of Jukebox's book bag in her plate. And she's sitting there. She had lighter in her hand, pipe in one hand. She's listening to Jukebox's music. And it's almost like she was looking at it like she wasn't sure if she was going to do it. Until her mom knocked on the door again, like, Nicole, come on. We're being rude, making this poor young man wait. So then, of course, she puts it up to her lips, sparks it up, takes the big inhale. Boom. Face down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents are knocking on the door like, what's going on? What's going on? And she's just gone and face down on the ground.
It's a shame, man. That was tough. That was a tough scene to watch.
Listening to Jukebox's music. then it cuts to a scene. Kane is watching TV, and Raquel comes over.
You're just like heaven.
Poor girl.
You want it, you know.
So he's got the blue, I didn't even notice that. He's got the ball in his hand. The crack rocks with the blue thing, and he's twisting it around while he's watching TV. Thinking about all the murders.
Is if this thing goes to court, where are they going to find a jury of his peers?
Yeah.
Watching Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio.
And then his mom comes over and sits down.
Mr. Cousin looking fly.
Tells him that you missed Jukebox before she left for the dance. And then she's like, oh, I forgot to thank you for offering to pay for dinner the other night. That was nice of you. Where did you get that money? He's like, oh, you know, I've been saving from the stash house and stuff like this. Plus, Jukebox has been selling some clothes for me. And she's like, oh, yeah, what clothes? And he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, the cop stopped me again. She's like, who, Howard?
I've been saving up for Luca. You know, some I had from the stash. You've been selling some old clothes for me.
Him, you head the other way. Do you hear me? Which clothes?
Yeah. I don't know. You know the cop pulled up on me today?
Howard?
Yeah. Said I need to ask you something. You got a surprise for me?
No, he just fucking with you like they do. Natural born liars, all of them. Fuck that cop.
That's a fact.
From now on, you see him, you head the other way. Do you hear me?
Urgent.
But he's looking at her like he knows she's hiding something. Look the way he's looking at his mom like he knows she's not being honest about something. Then it comes to Jukebox is standing at the hotel across the street from wherever their dance was supposed to be, I guess at the school or whatever. She's standing at the spot that she's supposed to meet Nicole, and she's watching everybody go in with their dates and their friends, their couples, people coming out of limos. She's standing there waiting. All the people go in. She's still standing there waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's inside dancing.
So Juke basically got stood up.
Poor Jukebox is still sitting there waiting. She didn't get stood up. The girl's
dead. Yeah.
But she don't know that. She's sitting there waiting for her to show up so they can go and dance together.
Sad.
And that's how the episode ends. So
sad.
Do you think this is what causes Jukebox to
become a cop?
Yeah, does losing Nicole push Jukebox to veer away from her family? The business, her dad, move away and become a cop?
I don't think so yet.
You don't think this is the final
straw? Nah, I don't think that's it,
You think there's going to be something else?
Yeah, I think it's something else.
Okay. You'll be right, but I can see it if you watch it.
You? What do you think?
I think it's coming. It might not be this, but I think it's coming. But now, Jukebox doesn't really have anything to do with the family business. She's not out there like Kanan. She doesn't want to sell drugs. She doesn't want to hustle. She doesn't want to be on the corner. She knows what they do. She knows what her dad does and what Raquel does. But it seems like she doesn't want to be part of it like Kanan does. She doesn't want to be part of the family business. But I don't know. We'll have to see. When she finds out that it was Kanan's stuff and Kanan cooked it, they killed her girlfriend. We'll see how she feels from there. Now, do you think Unique kills Raquel this season?
No. Nope.
You don't think so?
Nah, do you?
If Raquel makes it out of this season, she won't make it very far next season.
Really?
Yeah. Now, remember, they said this Power Book 3 is 5 years before
Tommy and Ghost's reign.
Power Book 1. Yeah, yeah. They met Tommy and Ghost. When they met Tommy and Ghost, his mom was already dead. Or whatever
they mentioned,
in jail or wherever she was.
Okay.
So, you know, 5 years from now, his mom is gone.
All right.
Wherever she is. So I don't know if Neek's the one that kills her, but...
I think they cancel each other out or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Now, do you think Kanan's mistakes and carelessness is going to get his mom killed?
I think that's a better...
Clumsiness?
His inexperience and thinking he knows everything.
And trying to go after the wrong person.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit closer, more believable than... You know,
because I could see it.
I could see that happening. I think he's going to get that girl, his girlfriend killed too.
I think I said that a while ago, that she wasn't going to make it out of this season.
Yeah, I think he gets her killed too.
I don't think he gets her killed. I think she gets herself killed for snitching on the Stash House. That's going to come back.
Yeah, that's still going to pop up.
Remember,
yeah.
Juliana, the bodega chick, already knows
yep.
that Davina was
yep.
that ratted on the Stash House.
Facts.
Her,
applaud you.
Her and Raquel are becoming awful chummy.
Yep.
So I think when Raquel kills her husband, she's going to say, oh, yeah, by the way.
Davina's the one that got
your
house robbed.
Your son's girlfriend is the one that ratted on your Stash House.
Yeah, because all she does is sit there and I didn't speak no English and just listen to everything.
But she listened, yep. And what does Malcolm think that Raquel is going to tell Kanan?
I don't know.
What does he want from him?
We know he wants bone marrow, but I don't know what. He wants.
No,
like,
it's almost like he's like waving, like, "Oh, your mom's got a secret. And she's hiding it from you.
Yeah,
and you're
going
to be shocked when you find out." But does he really think that Kanan's going to go to Raquel and Raquel's going to be like, "Oh, you know what? The secret is he's your dad." No, she's not going to say
like,
that.
It's not like he even cares. Like, cares.
I mean, he might. As far as he knows, his father's in jail. He's never had one. Like, the dude, her boyfriend before that got murdered was the closest thing he had to a father. They said that in season 1, episode 1. So he might, you never know. Like, you can't want what you've never had. But when there's a father in his face and there, but it almost seems like this guy, his father, doesn't want a relationship with him. He's trying to cause a wedge between Kanan and Raquel. I think that's all it is. He's trying to cause a wedge. Like, your mom's lying to you.
Yeah.
Go ask her. I know a secret. Na, 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 na.
Yeah, like, that's basically what he's doing. Like,
he's like,
I know something you don't know.
Yeah.
I know something you don't know. Go ask your mom.
Yeah.
Go ask your mom.
And Kanan knew his mom was lying.
I'm your daddy's son.
He knew, by the way, that how mad and defensive she got, and she's like, they're all
Kanan,
liars.
Yeah, Kanan definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and Raquel's like, they're all liars. Stay away from all of them. Next time you see him, you go the opposite way. And Kanan knew that she was lying, just by
mm-hmm.
her reaction. So,
what's
he knows
he thinking
there
that
is
then? Oh, yeah, what, is this guy my dad? I don't think
he's thinking that. But I'd be like, no. I don't talk about my mom's sex life with
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I think he's just more like thinking like, oh, yeah, this guy smashed my mom's booty hole. Like,
yeah. But I don't know. I don't know what he wants. He's just a little weird. If that was me standing on the street,
he's more than a little weird.
And
but
he comes walking up to me like, "Hey, I just wanted to see how you're doing." I'm like, why? Why do you want to check on me for it?
Who are you?
Yeah, what do you
care how
I'm doing for? And that's what he's like, "Don't bother. Don't bother checking on me."
All right. What else we got?
That kind of ends it up. What do you think happens for the next episode? Where do you think the next episode goes? What's your predictions for episode 8?
I think I think Kanan, there's going to be backlash for the, Kanan.
Well, we know from the preview that Raquel finds out about what happened with the blue cap crack.
Killing people. I think repercussions for Marvin and Kanan.
Yes. And this is why when Marvin's like, you won't put me out on the street, you won't put me out on the street. This is why she won't though. I get it. She's afraid that he's going to bring her down with him.
Marvin?
Something stupid. This wasn't Marvin's fault,
though. This is not Marvin's fault.
But Marvin should have been there supervising.
Or the dudes in the house should have just stuck to what they were doing and not listened to Kanan.
No. The dude told him, you're a high school boy.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin left me in charge. No. We're going to wait for Marvin.
As a matter of fact,
they should have called him. They didn't have cell phones.
Yeah,
then.
Some people did.
They had them big
Some people did, so.
So So, but they did say they were waiting for somebody for 2 hours. Same, they were making a little bit of money on the side, had a little successful business going, and now they got the body. Kane's man, he just got body after body after body under his belt.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a 15-year-old kid, just, he wants to be in this business so bad, but he has no business being in it.
At all. He's so green and naive and lost.
Yes.
And he don't know what he's doing.
He's trying so hard. Like,
yeah. He wants to be the man.
Do you know who I am? Do you know what I did? No. What did you do?
Mm.
Did you pass your math test?
Besides get a bunch of kids, a bunch of addicts killed.
What is this? All right. So this
and
is-
you failed your, and you failed the, a better school test. In the beginning, so.
So, yeah, six bodies.
And you got your boy, D-Wiz.
Yeah, so he's got six bodies here. D-Wiz, fuck 20. That's eight bodies under Kenan's belt.
Yep.
15 years old, and he's got eight bodies that he's
directly responsible for.
That have died as a result of
his malpractice.
Yes. Wow. And yet his mom's still trying to get him in this business. If I was his mom, this would be my cue. Like, hey, go send him to Mom's.
Yeah,
he needs
real.
To go to Mom's now.
Yeah.
Get him out before he gets himself killed.
Before he screws the world.
Yeah. Like, either get me arrested, me killed, him killed, like, himself arrested. Like, something bad is going to happen. I'm not really sure. I know in the next episode, I feel bad for poor Jukebox. We'll see. We know she stops rapping. We know she... moves away and becomes a corrupt cop. So we'll see. She's a little too young for that yet. She's still in high school. So I don't think we're quite there yet to the point where she's turning her back on Kanan and her dad. So we'll see what happens next. Make sure you guys subscribe to and follow us on all our links. All our social media links are in the chat in the description. So subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio. All the links there. Click on the link and follow us, subscribe to the channel, thumbs up the video, share it, throw some money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio, and that's all we got for today, and we'll see y'all next time. Got anything else?
No, that's it. I'm good.
All right, we'll see y'all next time.
Peace. Thanks for listening. Thumbs up the video, subscribe to the channel, The Kim and Slim Show. Till next time. Thank you.